You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot going on over the weekend, play, including some awful news. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There was a Pennsylvania man who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue.
Yeah.
Saturday. Authorities are saying that he likely acted alone, and authorities identified the victims during a press conference. Victims' ages range from 54 to 97, play. Unbelievable. The accused gunman, Robert Bowers, 46, he was charged late Saturday with 29 federal counts, including hate crimes. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the charges could lead to the death penalty.
And, you know, when I heard, I didn't really get to hear it because I was out of town or whatnot, but I kind of saw the story and was just like, you know, shaking my head, just thinking about it. And it made me think about the incident that happened at the Jewish Center at Overland Park.
Yeah.
If you remember that incident, was that a year ago, a year or two ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I thought about too, man. Definitely prayers going out to those people out. And it doesn't matter what religion or color, race, creed, all that. I hate to see or hear about any incidents
anybody,
like this.
Yeah.
Or anybody going through this. So definitely want to send it out to those people out there.
It's just sad, man. Yeah. This is the state of...
Yeah.
The America that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
I was just shocked, man. This attack is the worst on worshiping Jewish people in American history. Bowers allegedly burst into the Tree of Life Congregation Synagogue in Pittsburgh and screamed anti-Semitic epithets as he opened fire on those poor people, man.
Yeah.
There was a lady who was 97 years old. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. We ain't gonna talk about what the president said.
You know what, play? I would like to venture to think that a lot of some of these things that are happening are as a result of some of the president's dialogue. You know. When you talk the certain talk that he does sometimes, I think it goes to the fact that words mean something. I know we're taught to say that, you know, words. What is the old saying? Words may break my bone.
Sticks and stones may break my bones,
but words will never hurt me.
Yeah,
well, you know, in a time of social media, when you can see these words all the time, and when stuff is getting replayed over and over and over, I don't think that's so true anymore. I think people take certain things to heart. It get riled up, and unfortunately, you got stuff like this that occurs. It's just sad, man.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Many prayers and thoughts going out.
Definitely thinking out the Jewish community right now. What they're thinking about, what they're going through. Yeah,
absolutely.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:20 on your Monday morning, clearing 43 downtown. Time for The Shade would be shining.
Oh boy, 50 Cent has trolled Ja Rule by purchasing 200 tickets to his show, play. Did you hear about this?
Oh man, I saw that. I was so not shocked.
The back and forth started when 50 mocked Ashanti over the cancellation of her college show due to an alleged low ticket sales of 24 tickets. 50 then posted a Groupon deal for Ja Rule's concert in Arlington, Texas, where the tickets were selling for $15 a pop. He wrote, quote, "People think I'm mean. What? People think I'm mean, so go see this. $15? Wait, what I do now?" 50 then said, "I just bought 200 seats in the front so they can be empty, LOL. $15 a pop, you can't lose. I got 200 tickets for 3 bands."
Oh, my gosh. Why 50 do that to him, man? That's the ultimate troll move right there, though.
Dog, this thing will never stop. How come 50 can make up with Fat Joe, which was a very personal beef? He can make up with Jadakiss.
But well, Fat Joe was more words, right? It was more words and more of Fat Joe rolling with Ja Rule. Ja Rule tried to end his career.
He did. And it was didn't somebody like shoot somebody in each other's camp or something like that?
Well, allegedly they had a fight in the studio and got stabbed and the lights were out, But yes, they tried to brand this dude as a snitch. They tried to end his career. Didn't want him to, they got dropped off a label and all that. 50's gonna be riding on this head till he dead.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Remy Ma launching a foundation that for post-incarcerated women. This is a good story.
Yeah.
It's a partnership with the New York-based clothing brand VIM Vixen, where a portion of the Remy Ma collection will go to the Remy Ma collection. We'll go to the Remy Ma Foundation,
okay.
which helps women who have been incarcerated by providing opportunities and lifelong resources to help enhance their lives and the lives of their families. So it's very good stuff right there for Remy Ma.
That's what it's all about, you know, giving back and learning your lessons and trying to help others when they need help.
Absolutely. In other news, Tekashi 6ix9ine was sentenced to 4 years probation in Manhattan court on Friday for his ongoing child sex case. According to sources, as part of his probation, he must complete 1,000 hours of community service and avoid additional arrests and any gang association. Any arrests made during his sentence will be considered a violation and could result in time behind bars. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office was pushing for 6ix9ine to spend 1 to 3 years in state prison and register as a sex offender. Judge gave him credit for 1 year, so he has 3 years of probation left.
Think he can make it?
I don't know, man. He be wilding too much, man. He be trying to take a page. He be trying to take a page out of 50's book, and I just don't think he's as slick as 50 is. I think 50 thinks this stuff out more. I don't know. I feel like anybody who's accused of that though should be taken seriously. You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. You know. What went on, what transpired in this case, but I just got my eye on this dude.
And this is just a child sex case. It's not the assault case, right?
Right, yeah. It's just
That's still going on, right? The assault case?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning. I'm mad it's Monday. I wish it was still Sunday, and I was still excited over the victory that the Chiefs win, because we said we won, baby.
I know, that's right. You spread the word and you spread the good cheer on this victory Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and the last time you was mad at me talking about our defense, but I reneged on that comment that I made.
The defense been playing better. They have. They had a solid game yesterday.
Man, who said that prayer for that miracle with this defense?
I know we're going.
Hey. I ain't going to say all that. I'm just going to keep it positive over here. You know what I'm saying? I've been let down way too many times. The playoffs passed. The ghost of playoffs passed done come and got me so many times that, you know, I can't help the way I feel.
Yes, but we did not have Mahomes.
You're right. We ain't never had a quarterback like this.
No, we have not. And Mahomes does great things when he's on the field. So I'm hopeful this year that we at least make it past the first round. If we make it past the first round, it's over. We're going.
It's not just making it past the first round. Y'all had some buys. We need to get a victory. That's what we need. A victory at Arrowhead Stadium. And go ahead and make it to that Super Bowl in Atlanta so we can all party down there at the Dome.
All right, what's your name?
This is Shay Roberts.
All right, Shay. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you as always.
You too. Have a happy Monday.
You too.
Yeah. That's right. Go Chiefs.
Good morning, Shay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Woo, that All in Black party is coming up fast. Fast and furious, less than 2 weeks away. Your chance to check out Daniel Caesar's first time in the town. Soul Revival with that chocolate love. Okay, we're not on key. And Love Macy will be in the building as well. Yeah. November 10th, get your tickets. Limited tickets available.
Get sick.
You okay over there, bro?
I was doing my Tyler Perry.
Oh, okay. That's where that's from.
It's tick.
So yesterday, our Chiefs was in action at Arrowhead Stadium. Oh, Lord!
Who did they play?
Played the Donkeys, the Denver Donkeys. The offense got off to a slow start, but you know, we were down 7-3 in the second quarter, and then Mahomes tossed his first touchdown on the day to Travis Kelce.
Second down and 5. Touchdown, Kelce. 9-yard touchdown throw by Patrick Mahomes to his all-pro tight end.
Easy money. Late in the second quarter, Sammy Watkins, he got in the building to put the Chiefs up 16-7.
Patrick Mahomes. Touchdown, Sammy Watkins.
Oh, boy, it didn't stop. Early in the third quarter, Mahomes finds Sammy Watkins again to loosen the score, 23-14 Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes. Crossing pattern, Watkins. To the pylon! Touchdown!
Oh, yeah. And then Kareem Hunt, he got into the fun on Patrick Mahomes' fourth touchdown of the day to permanently put the Chiefs in the lead for the rest of the game.
Dylan Hunt in the backfield. A shovel pass caught by Hunt. Broke a tackle and Roby. Hurdles him at the five. Counted for a touchdown. Holy Toledo.
Oh, baby, what a play. Shout out to Kevin Harlan, man. Chiefs going to victory 30-23 over Denver. Moved to 7-1 on the season with a stronghold on not only the AFC West, but the AFC. And next week, going to Cleveland to face the Brownies.
And get Todd Haley fired. Because that's probably what's going to happen. The way the reports I've been reading and hearing, if the Cleveland Browns don't have a good showing against y'all, somebody's getting fired.
Yeah, okay. Listen,
I listened to it on the radio, by the way. So I got the Mitch Holthus treatment while I was jamming it. But
touchdown!
Oh yeah,
Kansas City!
He was going crazy on that second Sammy Watkins touchdown and the Kareem Hunt one too. So yeah.
Man, the crowd was juiced yesterday. I will say that, boy. It was live at Arrowhead. As it always is.
Always is, man. But it seems like by the week more people are jumping on that Chiefs man wagon.
Yeah, they trying to, and it ain't no room. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not allowed. I'm the bandwagon leader over here. Okay? It ain't you ain't welcome. If you ain't no day one, you ain't A1. You feel me?
Like these Lakers fans that's jumping on there now with LeBron?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Like them. By the way, shout out to Sporting KC. I know you ain't gonna show up some love, but first place Western Conference got that seed. Claimed the cup. Let's get it, MLS Cup. Playoffs start this week. We ain't gotta play for another week because we the best team in the Western Conference. Let's get it.
Congratulations, Sporting. Proud of y'all.
Yeah. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure you download the new Traffic Jams app. Go to KPRS.com for all the info on that. You don't want to be stuck in traffic or none of that, do you?
Nah, definitely don't want to be late to work.
Yeah, go ahead and download that app. So yesterday, our Chiefs got a big victory over the much-hated Denver Broncos.
Big one.
Thank God. 30-23, Patrick Mahomes, 26 touchdowns on the year. What? Alex Smith, in his best year as a Chief last year, threw 26 touchdowns the entire year. Only 8 games in, that's half the season. Mahomes already has 26. The team record is 30, set by Lynn Dawson way back in 1964.
Which is crazy how long the Chiefs have been playing and all that stuff. Wow. Yeah.
So Kareem Hunt yesterday, he had a big touchdown, which was the last touchdown we had, when he jumped over another defender, right? So with that, we decided to do another exclusive Morning Grind with Shay and Sean Chiefs song. Let's go.
Okay.
If my homes don't trust you, I'ma block you. Whoa. 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 Chiefs Kingdom. Whoa. 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 Yeah. Jumpman. Kareem up to something.
Kareem.
He jumping out the tackle. You can't see it coming.
You did.
Them boys up to something. Chiefs don't do no bluffing.
Eh-eh.
We beat them and delete them. We don't do no cuffing.
Woo.
We just found our tempo like we DJ Mustard.
Woo.
I hit the Mahomes with my left hand up like woo. Thought Kareem was going low, so we jumping in. You miss. Cooking up another score. I almost sprayed my wrist. Jumpman. Our Chiefs up to something.
They is.
Beat your team to sleep like we some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you don't think we'll bust you.
Mm-mm.
You searching for answers and we don't know nothing.
Woo!
We put a beat in and ain't no more coming.
Woo!
Jumpman, our Chiefs up to something.
Woo!
Jumpman, what was you expecting?
Woo!
Casey, risk the factor, just text me. Woo!
That's right.
Jumpman.
Jumpman.
I just seen Tyree take off, they up to something.
Cheetah.
Them boys don't no bluffing, them boys do no bluffing.
No.
Jumpman, them Chiefs up to something.
Woo!
Hey!
Chiefs
Kingdom, whoever want it, you can come get it, you know what I'm saying?
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams. Now, it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722, currently clearing 43 in Lee Summit. Time for The Shade with B'Shawn.
Need to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some birthdays today. My dog, Randy Jackson, the youngest member of the Jacksons.
Okay, that Randy Jackson, okay.
He turns 57 today, I think. I think that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Let me show you the way to go.
You had me thinking for a minute. It might have been the other Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Yeah, dog.
Nah,
that's a no for me, dog.
Melba Moore, R&B singer. She turns 73
Melba
today.
Melba Moore, that's a throwback.
Yeah. Man. Tracy Ellis Ross. Boy, look.
Go there.
She turns 46 today, looking good. Gabrielle Union, she turns 46 today as well. Christopher Wallace Jr., son of Notorious B.I.G.
It was all a dream.
He turns 22 today. And happy birthday to everybody born on October 29th. In other news, Kanye West, he's designed a series of T-shirts encouraging people to exit from the Democratic Party. Now, according to sources, Ye's Blexit, or a.k.a. Black Exit campaign, has encouraged African Americans to part ways with the Democratic Party. He debuted his designs this past Saturday at the Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C., which is a meeting of young black conservatives organized by Candace Owens. And according to sources, Kanye was not there in attendance, but Owens said that he was there in spirit. How you feel about Kanye encouraging people to move away from the Democratic Party?
I mean, that's his right. I'm not going to buy the shirt.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. That's for that group. That's not for me.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everybody else, but that's... Did you see the shirt? Do you even like the design of the shirts?
I haven't seen it, man.
Oh, yeah. Go check out the design on that shirt. Tell me how you feel about it.
I'm on anti-Kanye right now, fam, to be honest with you. He's on the blacklist right now.
No pun intended?
No pun intended. That's right. Lil Rel has called out Tracy Morgan for his comments he made about his co-star Tiffany Haddish when promoting his new show, The Last OG. Now, when asked about Tiffany's success, he said, quote, Tiffany is not the only one. This is not Tiffany Haddish's show. This is Tracy Morgan. This is The Last OG. If you're going to ask about Tiffany, ask about Cedric. Ask that about Craft Services. Everybody that comes to work on that show, we're not going to go there. So I guess he was a little upset that Tiffany is getting all the...
Oh, he was super salty when those comments came out. I remember that.
So Lil Rel said on Morgan's comments at the time, he said, quote, this is one hating blank dude right here. That show would be nothing if Tiffany Haddish wasn't on it. Don't bite the hand that keeps you relevant. Ooh. A lot of these comedians are mad at Tiffany Haddish right now,
which
dog.
I don't get.
It's her time. It's just her time to shine, dog. Like, I feel like everybody gets their time. Tracy Morgan has been in the limelight for more than 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just don't see where all this
and
is
coming
from.
And all he did was ask her how he felt. That's all. And it wasn't like, he didn't say, how does it feel to be outshined by Tiffany Haddish? Or how does it feel to be second? You know, it was just like, how you feel about her success? That's all it was.
Man, they ain't trying to hear it right now, man. Between him and Cat Williams. Like, come on, dog.
And
come
if that's on. How you feel, why you have her on the show?
Just wait. Just wait your turn. Everybody gonna get their turn.
He
all you gotta do
turn.
Is wait your turn.
Dude, you had your turn since the 90s. You was on Saturday Night Live and all that.
Yeah, he was he was Hustle Man on Martin.
All that.
What's happening, Chief?
Right. Man.
Sugar pop on your bun. Call me the Seth. You eating chillin' loaf tonight, man?
No. That would be a hard pass.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Boy, you better get your tickets to that all-in-black party, boy.
And get that outfit.
I still ain't went shopping for nothing yet. You know, I'm always last minute, dog.
Last minute.
Especially with that, yeah. Daniel Caesar, Soul Revival, Love Macy. KPRS.com, get your tickets. Limited tickets available, standing room only. Just letting y'all know.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Have your walking shoes ready.
Okay.
So, the 50-year-old Florida man alleged to have sent 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, will appear in federal court today to be formally charged. Caesar Sayoc could be sentenced up to 48 years behind bars if convicted. He also sent bombs to Joe Biden, former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Representative Maxine Waters of California, also Robert De Niro. None of the bombs went off and no one was hurt. But after Sayoc was arrested on Friday, check this out. He told investigators that he didn't want to hurt anyone and that the bombs wouldn't have hurt anyone. okay, dude.
So why did you do it? Send a message? What are you doing it for?
But federal authorities, though, they say that the bombs were real and dangerous. Sayoc has a criminal past play that includes at least 9 arrests on charges including grand theft, battery, fraud, drug possession, and probation violations. And he also threatened to bomb a power company in 2002. Like, check, that's right after 9/11, fam. Yeah, come on. Yeah. And was given a year of probation after pleading guilty.
Yeah, he's about to do some time.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and just lock him up.
Go ahead and give him the 30.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and give him the 30.
Come on, dog. You can't be playing like that, dog.
Not in this climate.
And not in this climate. Now, come on. You sending bombs,
you
dog.
You put other people's lives in danger by doing that.
Right.
You got the post office people delivering these bombs, and he knows in there.
What about the neighbors? What if a kid got a hold to it or something? It. Come on, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated with that as it progresses, all right?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The countdown is on to the 2018 midterm elections. Take your power to the polls. Tuesday, November the 6th, your voice, your vote. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You already know it's Hot 103 Jams. Wow, those elections are a week away?
Not that far from now.
A week from tomorrow, so yeah.
Where your voter card at, B?
At home, at the Crenier.
At the Crenier.
Now, I know you didn't win Mega Millions last week, or maybe you didn't, you just still working. But the country's most expensive house is listed for sale in an exclusive Bel Air area of Los Angeles. Now, how much do you think this house is?
This is, say, this most expensive in the country?
Most expensive in America.
$500 million.
Nah, it's about half of that. $245 million house, yeah. More than 10 acres. Okay.
What you need all that for?
It belongs to billionaire A. Gerald Parenchino, and he's the former chairman and CEO of a Spanish language network, Univision.
Oh, yeah, Univision. That's money.
Yeah. He passed away in 2017 at age 86. 25,000 square foot mansion dates back to the 1930s. Has a 5-bedroom guest house, a 75-foot pool with a pool house, a tennis court, and a covered parking lot with room for 40 cars.
Oh, wow. If I won that, if I won the Mega Millions, I still wouldn't buy no house like that. What do I need all that for?
Just to say you got it.
And have everybody and their mama try to move
right,
in with
everybody
me?
Everybody trying
on.
To go in there.
You know everybody and mama want to live with you.
Throw a house party every night.
All right, this ain't going to be Death Row Saturdays or whatever.
Really,
just
fam?
Hanging out. But they always have house. It seemed like they always had a house party every time I watched like a video or somebody was promoting. It's like, hey, we got a house party in.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip. Yeah.
You think you have your whole family over there? Like, you have the whole family. I'm going to have y'all live with me at this compound,
they,
right?
They get on my nerves. They can come over and visit for an hour or two. But
and I'm a paranoid dude, so that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I have to check all the rooms every day. Nah, that'd be
save up your coins, man. Maybe you can get that joint.
Nah, man. Just give me the condo on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chiefs got a big win yesterday.
Victory Monday.
It is Victory Monday. Moving on to 7-1 on the season.
We're on to Cleveland now.
We are definitely on to Cleveland. Chiefs play the Browns this Sunday, 12 o'clock noon in Cleveland. It's not going to be a totally easy game, but I definitely don't see us losing.
Yeah, that's where former general manager John Dorsey is at now.
John Dorsey,
and former coach Todd Haley's offensive coordinator for the Browns.
Yes, he is. It's going to be a doozy. Oh, before I move on to the Chiefs song, I got to shout out my Seminoles. My 5th and 6th grade Seminoles. No. The KC Seminoles, the one and only. My 5th and 6th grade team. We are going to the Super Bowl.
The Snoop Super Bowl?
Better than the Snoop Super Bowl. And that's going down Sunday. So
who y'all play?
I don't know who we play. I don't know. It don't matter who we play. They getting this L. That's what they going to do. So shout out to my 5th and 6th grade Seminoles.
Coach Shining, man.
Can you dig it? You know it. You already know, win, lose, or draw, you get a Chiefs song. So without further ado, it is another Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Let's get it!
If my homes don't trust you, I'ma block you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Cheese Kingdom. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, Jumpman, Kareem up to something.
Kareem.
He jumping out the
my left hand up like woo. Darkareen was going low, so we jumping in your
miss.
Cooking up another score, I almost sprayed my wrist. Jumpin', Archie's up to something.
They is.
Beat your team to sleep like we some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you don't think we'll bust you. You searching for answers and we don't know nothing.
Woo!
We put a beat in and ain't no more coming.
Woo!
Jumpin', Archie's up to something.
Woo!
Jumpin', what was you expecting?
Woo!
Casey, Rich the Factor just said, just text me. Woo!
That's right.
Jumpin'.
Jumpin'.
I just seen Tyree take off, they up to something.
Cheetah.
Them boys do no bluffing, them boys do no bluffing.
Nope.
Jumpin', them trees up to something.
Woo!
Hey!
Cheese
Kingdom, whoever want it, you can come get it. You know what I'm saying?
Touchdown, Kansas City!
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 8:20. Playmaker in for Shea Moore. Clear in 43 up in Zona Rosa. Time for The Shade Would Be Shining.
We got a ladies' point of view now. Welcome, Julie Jones, to The Shade.
Why you say it like
hey,
that, though?
Hey, I'm
you
here
You
didn't
want
early.
Her point of view?
Hi, Julie.
Hi. After you bit my hand.
Oh,
well,
man.
You shouldn't have come over here and touching people with your cold hands.
I was trying to give you love,
I
brother.
I don't want that when I'm working.
Anyway, go on with your shade.
50 Cent has trolled Ja Rule by purchasing 200 tickets to his show. Did you hear about this?
Yes. 50 is the king of petty.
Super.
He's got me beat.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yeah, barely. Back and forth started when 50 mocked Ashanti over the cancellation of her college show due to an alleged low ticket sales. Then 50 posted a Groupon deal for Josh's concert in Arlington, Texas, where the tickets were going for $15. So he bought 200 of them.
When is he going to stop being so petty?
Never.
He going to be 65.
Is he going to do that for the show here?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Could you imagine that?
Nah. Oh,
man.
I should do that.
Bow at the power of light. That'll be crazy, 50 did. Come on. Let Ja eat.
Right.
Let Ja eat, 50, for right. once.
Ja Rule's doing okay. He had a ton of number ones in his day.
He's all right.
Remy Ma has announced that she will be launching a foundation for post-incarcerated women. It's a partnership with New York-based clothing brand VIM Vixen, where a portion of the Remy Ma collection will go to the Remy Ma Foundation, which helps women who have been incarcerated by providing opportunities and long life resources to help enhance their lives and the lives of their families.
Love Remy, because, you know, she's been there, done that, so she knows what people need.
Yeah, boy.
She need to partner up with Kim K?
Oh, God. Did you say something about her husband earlier?
Yeah.
And his little t-shirts.
Blacks it.
Well, how about you didn't even vote last election, so you can't tell nobody nothing. You probably ain't even sending an absentee ballot for the midterms Tuesday.
Oh, kill him, Julie.
You see them Blexit shirts on Bannister, though.
On the corner where they be selling them t-shirts?
Yep.
Nah, they shut that down a couple weeks ago, didn't they?
No,
it was at the other location. It was the other location.
I was about to say, it was up there on Saturday.
Fam, I saw...
Popo rolled up. Whoop.
Fam, they was on, I think it was State Line selling them like on 100 and something.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I didn't know how they
You know
they
were doing
right,
it over the 103rd State Line.
They was posted, though. They was up there, though.
Oh, yeah, they were. I need pictures. I need proof.
Okay.
Somebody tweet us that if you saw that.
Right.
It was either on Warner or State Line, one of them. I'm telling you.
State Line?
Like 100 and something, 110th or something.
On the Missouri side, right?
Yeah, on the Missouri side.
I'm going to let that happen, Jack.
Tekashi 6ix9ine was sentenced to 4 years probation in Manhattan court on Friday for his ongoing child sex case.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. According to sources, as part of his probation, he must complete 1,000 hours of community service and avoid additional arrests and any gang association. Any arrest made during his sentence will be considered a violation and could result in time behind bars.
Yeah, avoiding beating Fifi in jail, right?
Don't do that. Manhattan District Attorney's Office, they was pushing for 6ix9ine to spend 1 to 3 years in state prison and register as a sex offender. Wow. Judge gave him credit for 1 year, so he has 3 years of probation left. I think he should still register
for
that anyway.
He should still register for a sex offender.
Yeah. Because didn't he admit to doing something? he didn't know her age or something like that. She was 13 or something.
Oh, was it a boy? I thought it was a dude did something. It was a girl?
No, nah, it was. I think it was a 13-year-old girl.
Did he do something with the girl? Just had her in the video.
Man,
I ain't watched the video.
I don't know
that.
Either. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Put my eyes.
I'm super good on any of that.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, I don't know if he can make that probation, man. With all the trolling he does, he always claiming bloods and all that. He can't just stop claiming bloods now all of a sudden for 3 or 4 years, right?
Oh, yes, he can. If you don't want to get behind bars, he little. He like 5 foot. He like Julie's height.
Nah, you can't be about that life. You can't be about that life. One man and the judge say something. Nah, I'm cool. Nah. Ride out, bro.
Thank you, Julie, for joining us. We appreciate it. What you got coming up on your show?
We are going to talk about Angela Rye's midterm special from last night. Of course, we'll talk about the tragedy in Pittsburgh. Got some election reminders, some foolery in Kansas we got to deal with. Would you go vote at a police precinct?
Oh, Lord.
Just let that marinate for a second, okay?
Check out Julie Jones with the Midday Work
Does
Party.
Does Patrick Mahomes throw 3 touchdowns a game?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.